Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free. The number is 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on the site completely free. So, again, freetalklive.com. By the way, the main feature of the site allows you to create the content. So everything you see in the main column of the main page has been created by listeners like you. We put the site together, you filled it in, and it's thanks to you for making it as good as it is. And if you haven't yet participated in it, well, head on over there, and you can add whatever you want to it. So if you see something online that you think's interesting, you want to share with our listeners and us, you put it into the website, and then other listeners will decide whether they like or dislike it. And the most liked make it to the front page in the top of the site at freetalklive.com. You can submit anything from blog posts to news items to videos. In fact, speaking of videos, I pulled up the video from lewrockwell.com, which is actually from, I believe, I don't know where this actually happened. News 13, it's hard for me to get the call letters here. KROE, perhaps.
I think it said New Mexico.
New Mexico. It looks, yeah, it looks mountainous, wherever it was. And it was just, for those of you just tuning in, it's about a teenage girl, 14 years old, that was tasered by a police chief.
That'll learn her.
Now, why? Why was she tased? What was she wanted for? Was she running from the cops because she just committed murder?
Well, actually, she was running.
She was running. That's true. Was she running because she just robbed a grocery store? Was she running because she just set a house on fire? Is she a criminal who has harmed another human being? We'll give you the full story here from KROE.
Jessica, police say Kylie Martinez physically abused her mother during an argument last week, then ran off. When Police Chief Roger Hatcher caught up with the teen, he said he had no choice but to taser her. 14-year-old Kylie Martinez looks like a normal teen, until you see this.
What they're showing is her head, which looks like something out of a horror film. It's got, like, Frankenstein-style...
staples.
This kind of, yeah, staples and this gory kind of look to it. A whole patch of her hair has been shaved away. Clearly, they have gone into her head and operated in some fashion here.
It's really painful. 18 staples and 6 stitches pieced her head back together after she was tasered by Chisholm County Police Chief Roger Hatcher. Her family says doctors told them one of the taser's prongs went through Kylie's skull and hit her brain.
Remember, the police chief claims he had no other choice. He had to tase this girl. But why?
Happened last Thursday, after Kylie and her mother argued over explicit cell phone messages and pictures that the mother says Kylie was sending to older men. The police report says Stacey Atkin took her daughter to the police station for help. But when they got there, Kylie bolted to this.
How often has it actually... How often is this a good idea, to take your kids to the police for family advice, for family assistance, to resolve some sort of a disagreement between you and the kids? What kind of parent in their right mind would do something like this?
The government already has your kids for, you know, 8 hours a day or whatever, so whenever there's conflicts at home, why not take them to the government there, too?
You know, that may be how people think.
Well, I have overheard coworkers who just couldn't wait for the summer to be over because finally their kids would be at school and leave them alone.
This is true. The government has really become a glorified babysitting service for people. And, of course, the fact that they don't have to deal with their children for many hours a day means they don't build the bonds that are necessary to have mutual respect between the individuals. But, I mean, the whole idea that the police are going to help you, that the police are going to resolve the problem.
But that's what they do. The police, the friendly police officer. When in trouble, go to the police.
Oh, the problem's solved. Think. Kylie got, a taser prong in her brain.
She
the problem is solved.
And that is how they solve problems.
The police chief is going to be completely exonerated. Don't worry. The mayor's going to give him the key to the city before the year's out. Don't worry. The problem is solved. This is how it is solved, people. Go ahead, take your kids to the cops when you have some kind of problem. If you think that it's going to be solved like, you know, where Andy Griffith style, where they show them the jail, maybe lock them in a cage for 10 minutes or something like that, you're wrong.
So the worst this girl did so far is she got in a fight with her mom over sexting. Which is something, you know, the teens do these days with their cell phones. I mean, everybody's got a cell phone. Everybody's got a digital camera.
The FCC ought to do something about that.
Well, actually, I think that, what do we say? There was some sort of story.
They're trying, right?
Yeah, there was some kind of story last night. Maybe it wasn't the FCC, but I think it was a state law. That was Illinois or California, one of those two, passed a law that basically outlaws somebody exposing themselves on a webcam. So they're working on that. They, you know, they want to try to crack down on people having genitalia and revealing the fact that they have genitalia. So this teenage girl was allegedly taking photos of herself and sending them to people over the internet. Mom was upset about that, as many moms would be.
I'm sure.
And maybe the girl pushed her mom. I don't know. The teenagers are, well, they're full of hormones, and they act out, and they're rude.
Yeah, the story said physically abused her mother, so I wonder what that is. Like, slapped her?
Right, I'm not prepared to... Oh, hold on. Before we go any farther with this, I'm not going to say that every kid that there's no kid out there that wouldn't react in this fashion, but if you raise your kid in a home where violence is an acceptable way to solve problems,
is or is not,
is
okay,
then it wouldn't surprise me if at some point they turn that on you.
Oh yeah,
I mean, right. I mean, what are you teaching them when you use violence against them? That big people can hurt little people. Well, what happens when they're bigger than
they
you?
Get bigger eventually? Yeah.
I mean, the kids that stay at home till 30 now, right?
Mm-hmm.
At some point, you're not going to be able to bend them over your knee anymore. It may be that the best way to handle these things is to talk with them and discuss things with them and make sure that they understand that violence isn't the best way to solve problems. And then, when situations like this come around 14 years down the line, you've set a good foundation.
Yeah, and you've come up with creative ways to solve problems rather than resorting to violence, you know, taking away privileges and things that the child or the teenager enjoys, things that they really want that you've enabled them to have and that you have the privy or the ability to remove from them. That's always
Taser makes a civilian product, so the mother can just buy one herself.
You can have one in the home.
Keep it at home.
Well, now, if mom did this to her kid, she would be she would be attacked for child abuse.
Can you imagine?
Absolutely.
I mean, in a heartbeat, she would be gone after for child abuse. The teenage girl would be taken from her home and put into foster home, which, of course, would not necessarily be
the cops doing it. It's okay.
Right. So in this case, so far, you've got a situation where we're just speculating that the girl maybe shoved her mom or something like that. We don't know. The news report doesn't make it clear. They just claimed that her mom was physically abused.
Another excellent news report.
So,
right. Well, and it doesn't rule out that the mom did that, too.
That's true.
You
that's
know.
True. So let's see here. So, again, the girl runs. She runs into the park, and that's where we pick up the story.
You know, because the news absolutely, I would like to point out, the news absolutely would report if the 16-year-old girl slapped her mom. But they wouldn't report if the mom grabbed her by the arms or attempted to put her over her knee or used some kind of what would be considered legitimate parenting force. So in the paradigm as things exist in the family unit today, it's okay for parents to use a certain level of violence. It is not okay for kids to do the same thing. And, you know, I understand where all this is coming from, but is that smart? Does that make sense? Does that make sense to the kids?
This is madness. None of this makes sense to me. Here's what the rest of the story.
To the police station for help. But when they got there, Kylie bolted to this park.
And I just wanted help. I didn't mean for my child to get injured the way she did.
Chief Roger Hatcher caught up with Kylie at the park. The teen claims she tried to walk away when she saw him, but heard him tell her to stop. But when the chief pulled out his taser, Kylie ran out of fear.
Probably a good idea. I mean, these cops are dangerous.
No, not a good idea.
Well, it was clearly founded. I mean, she should have been afraid. He tasered her in the face.
Well, if he would have turned around, she probably wouldn't have tasered her.
Was she under arrest? It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like he was just throwing his weight around.
I don't know that the cop has to say arrest in order for it to be an arrest. It's not like it's a magic word. If he told her to stop, is she under arrest? What does arrest mean? It means stop.
How old do you have to be to understand the legal code?
Well, what was she under arrest for?
Can a police officer detain you?
Is it illegal to run from the police?
Running from a police officer indicates guilt of something.
No, it doesn't. It's a bad idea because they'll shoot you, as you can see.
It indicates guilt to them. That's what the courts have ruled.
Well, she wasn't under investigation for anything. She didn't want to talk to him.
She used force on her mother. Isn't that good enough for you?
That's the allegation.
they don't need anything but an allegation.
I don't know if she'd even gone into the police department.
You don't know any of that. He's exonerated.
Mark him up here at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
One of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Odysseus the Rebel, a new twist on an old story. This is not your daddy's Odysseus. BigHeadPress.com will help you spark imaginations and free minds with their enjoyable webcomics and graphic novels. Beautifully illustrated, inspirational stories will make your holiday gift-giving a mind-freeing experience that will be appreciated and enjoyed. Sample Odysseus the Rebel online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. Day complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in, take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And Mark, you've got another taser story coming up too, I believe.
I do.
We'll get to that here in a moment. But 800-259-9231 is the number. You can take control of the airwaves. You can also visit us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a mobile site, m.freetalklive.com. We'll get you access to our streams and to the podcast. And go to m.freetalklive.com to do that. That's m.freetalklive.com.
Totesac. It's the one trip wonder for carrying retail grocery bags, whether it's the plastic ones from the store or the recyclable ones, the cloth ones that you carry there, and it makes it so much easier. Once you have the Totesac and you've used the Totesac, you'll be like, wow, I didn't know my life could be this easy. At least it handles that one little thing, and it makes it so much easier. Instead of making two or three trips from the car into the house, the Totesac makes it so much easier. You can go see it at Totesac, T-O-T-A-S-A-K. There's no C in Totesac. Totesac.us. And order a family pack today. Totesac.us.
We're talking about a story out of New Mexico where a 14-year-old girl was tasered to the extent where she received some serious damage. The taser barb actually pierced her skull, hitting her brain. They had to cut away a huge swath of her hair from her head and give her multiple stitches in order to remedy this situation for her body. And it was just horrible what happened. It wasn't as though she was in any way putting anyone in danger, which was the original idea behind the taser. The original concept was that this is supposed to be used to replace a gunshot. So instead of shooting somebody in the back or in the head or in the chest or whatever, instead of shooting somebody and possibly killing them,
or possibly killing a bystander, as she was running through a park at the time.
That's right. The using the taser would reduce the likelihood that somebody would actually perish. Well, we know that certainly there have been plenty of cases where the taser has interacted with somebody with a heart condition and that has resulted in a death. But the idea was that it would result in fewer deaths from these situations in which the police would normally have deployed lethal force. They would normally have only supposedly deployed lethal force in a situation in which lethal force was being used against them, in which the police officer feels his life is in jeopardy, or the lives of the immediate surrounding people.
Right. If this officer was using his taser like he was supposed to, and he didn't have the taser, he would have then, you know, he should have been pulling a gun and shooting this girl in the back.
For running away from...
Well, I'm not sure that this is true. Ian will say this on a regular basis, and I'm sure that some police departments somewhere did say that, well, this will make it so we have to shoot people less often. But if you look at the application of the taser...
Well, it's actually the intended purpose of the taser device, and you can find it written on their websites and stuff. It is meant to replace a firearm.
Well, it's police policy.
If it was meant to replace the firearm, then it would replace the firearm, but it has, in fact, replaced the billy club.
Right.
I mean,
that's what they've done, but that's not what they say.
Right. You're talking about the difference between the actual implementation and the intention. Okay?
I'm not sure
the stated intention.
I'm not sure that that's really, really what the stated intention is.
Oh, absolutely it is. There have been multiple stories. We've been covering this for years. We've had police call in to talk about this. It's actually probably stated in many department policies.
The taser is for pain compliance.
Is a
gun for pain compliance?
That's what the taser has become, Mark. But I'm telling you that the reason why it was introduced was to keep these people alive, to not have as many deaths on the police department's hands.
If anybody thought that letting the government wiggle their little foot in a particular door and it was just going to keep their toe in the door, come on.
Well,
that's not what happens.
We all know that that's not obviously what they're going to use this stuff for. But I mean, that's what the rhetoric is that was used to get the tasers introduced. Oh, it'll be used instead of a gun when we would normally use a gun, and then it will be safer. In reality, I'm sure everybody was just thinking, boy, it's going to be fun to tase the crap out of people.
Yeah, you're probably absolutely right about that, Puke. I mean, you've been in the Army. You know some of the sadistic personalities that that can occupy these positions of power over the other human beings. Clearly, there were people who were very excited about the potential for torturing people with a taser, obviously. But they're not going to come out and issue a press release saying, the Keene Police Department now has tasers and we're going to be tasing you whenever you don't do what we tell you to. I mean, no, that's not the way they put the public face on this device. The public... The selling point of the taser is that, well, now we're better on the field because we don't have to take people's lives when they are threatening us. We can just tase them and put them in the handcuffs and then the justice system will handle it. And of course, if you actually read a lot of the things the police write, go in, for instance, mention the Keene Police Department, go into any police department and read their department policy, or not policy, but like the statement of I forget what the exact name of it is, but it's up on their wall. It's framed. It's very flowery.
The Creed?
Creed might be it. It's basically them talking about how they're there to protect people and that they're there for, you know, the good of the society and that they're there for et cetera and so on. It's very flowery and very positive toward the police. And if you read just those statements, it sounds like, yeah, these guys are peace officers. They're going to be here to keep the peace. And
The Taser website itself, it says that the Tasers are proprietary technology to incapacitate dangerous, combative, or high-risk subjects who pose a risk to law enforcement officers, innocent citizens, or themselves in a matter that is generally recognized as a safer alternative to other uses of force.
I would agree with most of that, except that they, you know, clearly aren't using it on people that are dangerous, combative.
Clearly. Right. Again, you're talking about the implementation, Mark, versus the intention. Okay, so when they sell these ideas to people, they sell them based on the Taser official policy, what it's supposed to be used for, and then they go ahead and they use it for pain compliance.
But I think
they get away with it.
It's a good point that Mark's bringing up, that people need to think about this stuff whenever they hear about the next government program, that, A, it's going to be all flowers and sunshine. You know, think about it. And
every
then
single
think,
time.
What are they really going to do with it? Yeah,
absolutely. They always go beyond the intentions of the program. That I think is the truth. And let me play the remainder of this piece here from I believe KRQE in somewhere in New Mexico about this 14-year-old girl who was tased not just by any officer but by the police chief. By the chief.
But when the chief pulled down his taser, Kylie ran out of fear.
He just decided to use a taser.
You just don't go and tase a 14-year-old child.
But the police report states Chief Hatcher told Martinez to stop running and warned her about the taser. When she refused to stop, he tased her.
Makes it
police tell us they can't comment on this.
If you don't stop, I'm going to rape you. So, hey, that's all right. She didn't stop, right? Didn't say Simon Says.
I just lost the page here.
Oh, no. That's the end of that video.
It's still here. Here we go.
Or in this not. Case, because there's an ongoing investigation. Chief Hatcher is on administrative leave while an independent firm investigates the incident. Kylie's family claims the force he used was too aggressive.
She's just a child.
When they go on administrative leave, they actually give them a margarita on the way out the door. Enjoy your vacation.
Family says the situation is made worse because she has epilepsy. Her father says since she's been tasered, Kylie is having
daughter to the police department for disciplinary counseling.
Yeah.
God.
Please, Americans, learn your lessons from these poor people who have made the horrible mistake of believing that the police are somehow going to provide you with family counseling or psychological services.
Or that they're your friends or that they're nonviolent.
They have one tool, and that is the threat of and actual force. And they are more than likely to use it because they're not so creative. 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. They don't have to be creative. They're not there to help you. They're there to help put people in cages. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. More Taser news in moments, and you can bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want by dialing in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those, including our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact. Our chat room is built into the same page as the cam, and you can access it all over at cam.freetalklive.com. Totally free, of course. That's cam.freetalklive.com, brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, and up to 99% off of list price. That's right, 99% off of list price. Go to memorydealers.com like I did. Look at the prices. Some of the optical, all of them are discounted. Some of them are discounted as high as 99%. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. More Taser news in a moment, but Rick is on the line in Florida. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Puke and Mark. Rick in Florida?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Rick?
I usually listen to you guys on the podcast, so I was listening to last night's Eminent Domain show, and it was really interesting. Is Michelle there with you tonight?
No, yeah. Michelle joins us on Monday nights.
Oh, okay. Well, tell her she's got a fan down in Port Charlotte, right down from your old stopping grounds in Sarasota.
Very good, sir.
But basically, I'm planning a road trip this summer, a couple weeks. Me and my wife are going to kind of do the hippie scene and kind of just road trip out of a van, and was wondering when would be the best time to visit you guys.
Oh, that's a great question. I would recommend the...
Yeah, I would recommend the events up in Keene and stuff.
I would recommend the Porcupine Freedom Festival at Porkfest freestateprojects.com. It is the Free State Projects yearly event that is happening this year. Actually, I don't know when the dates are this year. Apparently, they are not on porkfest.com yet. I believe that they have been announced. Maybe they just need to update the website. I think they're on the Porkfest Facebook page. But the Porcupine Freedom Festival goes on.
It's right here, Porkfest, is that 2010, excuse
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's not right. So anyway, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is a great opportunity to come up to New Hampshire to meet with hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people and get together. And basically, it's a camping fest kind of thing, so it's a perfect event to attend if you're going to be driving a van around the country.
Well, it's typically been at the end of June somewhere.
Yeah, that's about right. And this year, it's going to be a little bit longer officially. Usually, or like for the last year, it was just the weekend officially, but people typically show up. Yeah, people like Thursday through Sunday. People typically show up on Sunday or Monday the week prior, and they stay for the entire week. And
June 20th through June 26th.
This year?
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go. June 20th through the 26th. Where did you get that information from, Mark?
Facebook, Porkfest 2011.
So there you go.
That would be a great time to be up in New Hampshire. I lived up in Rochester for a few years when I was stationed over at the shipyard in Kittery, Maine. And I just love New Hampshire. My wife's never been up there, and I just love to be a part and listen to you guys on the podcast quite regularly. And I switch back and forth between you and Alex Jones. I know who you are, but I'm sure you know who Alex Jones is.
Yeah,
but
we've talked to Alex in the past.
Who?
Yeah, and I find that I kind of really like your whole philosophy better than a guy I was listening to earlier, the guy you called in from Montana about yesterday or the day before regarding the, kind of the police state and armed rebellion aspect of everything and how that's just not the way to go.
Absolutely.
And then when I was on hold, you guys were talking about the tasering of the girl, and I won't be able to even listen to that till tomorrow when I download the podcast later tonight or tomorrow morning. But, that even down here, and I know you guys are, who's from Sarasota, Ian or Mark, or both you guys?
Mark and myself are Sarasota natives.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I'm not too far. I'm just down in Port Charlotte.
It's a small world.
Thank goodness that the Charlotte County Sheriff hasn't started implementing the stuff that the Lee County Sheriff is doing, which is basically all the warrantless checkpoints and stuff like that. And, I work at Fort Myers, so I'm down there every day. And I really don't know, how do you guys, in where I live, how do you handle the basic police state influences that are going on right around me every day?
How do you handle them? I'm not sure I understand what your question is.
Say if I get pulled over a warrantless checkpoint, I want to stand up and not submit, and I preach and espouse that, and thank goodness I have never been pulled over and be submitted to an illegal search of my vehicle or whatever.
Yeah, it's a tough question. What you're asking is you're in a situation where you want to disobey, you want to non-cooperate, it's the right thing to do, but it's the morally right thing to do, but is it the pragmatically right thing to do? And of course, pragmatism has gotten us where we are, where people will just, they'll go along to get along because it seems to be the path of least resistance, and of course, over time, in the short term it is, but over time it allows the government to continue to build the police state and to continue to get away with the abuses that they perpetrate on people. So I would suggest that if you really want to stand up, you're going to have to expect you're going to get smacked down, especially if you're living in Port Charlotte, Florida, or anywhere else where you don't have a big activist network to back you up. Let me tell you something.
I'll tell you, the troopers in the county, the sheriffs, that's what they're called, in Port Charlotte, as far as I'm concerned, far worse than they are in Manatee or Sarasota.
Really?
Yeah, when I went down there, every dealing I ever had with them, and I'm talking about being somebody who's, going to an air show and asking a question of a cop about how to get around, I've dealt with nothing but surly rednecks.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, and that's what you run into, and they're kind of all on power trips and stuff, but, I work for a living, I'm saving my money, and I kind of...
Sure.
I buy silver and, I'm kind of doing all the right things to prepare for what's coming. And I think we all are on the same boat or on, we're definitely on the same boat.
But well, you've got to have numbers.
A friend of mine is a talk show host here locally, and I listened to this. it's all distractions on local talk radio where, you know, they talk about the Shiites and the Muslims and this and that and the terrorism and all the crap. And I called there this morning and I just blew a gasket. And I'm like, you know, this is not what it's all about. This is about warrantless checkpoints. This is about just our freedoms being inhibited.
Well, sure, you're absolutely right about that. They'd much rather distract people with believing that the enemy is out there somewhere. They're lurking out in the darkness around the world, and we must ferret them out and destroy them, when in point of fact, the enemy is within. I mean, enemy's not really the right term. They're just people that think they're doing the right thing, and they're not. They're human beings. But the problem is here. The problem is the police state, as you pointed out. But the solution can't be accomplished alone. If you stand up, you will have your head cut off, and you will be punished, and it will be very damaging to you. So I don't know if you're going to move to New Hampshire, but certainly it sounds like you're interested. And after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, your wife might be convinced, because it's a pretty persuasive place to visit. The people are awesome. It's a great time. Puke, how many of them have you been to at this point?
Three or four of them since I moved up here.
Yeah, me too.
The first one was only a weekend, but the other three I've been to pretty much, you know, 5 days worth or so. And it's a great time if you like camping, if you can put up with being out in the weather, you know. But
there's also a hotel.
There is a hotel if you want.
Let's call it a motel.
Okay.
It is a room, a building.
Yeah. So you can, there's cabins to rent, although I think they're already rented out. The campsites are starting to go. So you definitely want to go to Porkfest 2011 on Facebook to get some more information about it. And I'll talk to the organizer tonight and see if...
Already done that.
Oh, you did, about updating the actual website?
Yeah, he's having difficulty getting through the bureaucracy of getting...
Oh,
he's got
Lord.
The page designed. It's just got to get put up.
So the bureaucratic of the morass of the FSP is getting in the way, basically.
You know, it's a volunteer organization.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway,
you guys are going to be there in June?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. We broadcast live from the Porcupine Freedom
It'll be
Festival.
A lot more exciting than seeing us, I can assure you.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. There's not an official list of anything at this point. It's too early to say what's exactly going to transpire, but you can guarantee that if you've got hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all hanging out at the same campground, it's going to be a good time.
Yes, it is.
I know they have to...
Just changing things down here, you know, you're fighting against... senior citizens, which are ingrained in this whole...
Yeah, that's true. I'll tell you what, we'll bring it back here in a moment, because I want to address the issue. If you'll hang on, I want to address the issue that you brought up, and that is what to do about the police, the checkpoints, the police state. We'll come back with more. This is Free Talk Live.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that, in 2011, we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica19.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge. Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. Still to come, a two-pack of the TOTUS Act to be given to you, so stay tuned for your opportunity to win that here in a little bit. 800-259-9231 is the number here, and by the way, you can help support Free Talk Live by going to promote.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find a list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Rick, listening in Florida. Rick, are you still with us?
I still am.
Now, Rick, you had expressed some concern. You were curious about what to do regarding the this kind of impending police state, the continual rise of the police state in this country. It just keeps getting worse with more checkpoints being set up. Now in Tampa Bay, they are taking blood from people who refuse to take a breathalyzer. There's just so many examples. The TSA coming into to train stations and bus stations, the body scanners and all this stuff, tasers.
The fact is, Customs and Border Patrol does random stops. It will set up checkpoints and stops along the borders within 100 miles of the border in both the northern and southern borders. So it's crazy.
There's 80 miles of Arizona that are off limits to you and me if we want to drive through there.
Yeah. So it just keeps getting worse.
300 or 400 square miles of Arizona. They say keep out Americans. It's all basically owned by the Mexican military, but that's a whole other issue.
So your question was, you're living down in Port Charlotte, Florida, and what do you do about this? What do you do if you come across one of these checkpoints? How do you handle it? Well, I would suggest that there's only so much you should do to stick your head up above the water, because if you're all alone and you don't have a big network of activists, you're going to just be crushed under the boot of the police state. Although that said, I think there are still some things that could be done. Just, again, depends on how much risk you want to take. You could record the interaction. You could pull out a video camera. You could have a smartphone and have Quick.com on there where you're streaming live to the internet. You could announce that to the cops and say, just want to let you know I am streaming this live to the internet. and then let them ask their questions. And you don't always have to answer their questions, of course. You could always ask questions back instead of answering their questions. But again, as Mark pointed out, his experience in Port Charlotte, because we're from just north of there in Sarasota originally, was all very negative, dealing with a bunch of redneck cops. I mean, the fact is, even if you do these simple things like just asking questions or recording a scene, there's still a chance they could attack you. There's still a chance that they could steal your camera. There's still the chance that you could end up with, you know, a broken bone or end up in a jail cell on some kind of trumped up charge for having a crack rock that you never knew you had when they planted on you. So you never know what is going to happen when you're dealing with rogue cops, and you never know who the rogue cops are until it's too late, frequently. So I would highly recommend coming to New Hampshire for the Porcupine Freedom Festival and then making the decision as to whether or not you want to make the move up here permanently, because it makes a huge difference when you're around other like-minded people. Case in point, last night, after the show, Mark, you and I, we went out to Heike's birthday party. Heike's one of the local folks up here, New Hampshire natives, who's also a liberty-oriented activist, and she was having her party at a local bar. And so we showed up and enjoyed ourselves there, and people were drinking and having a good time. And, you know, a couple hours into it, around midnight, two guys left, and I don't know if they'd been drinking or not, but they left, and they were driving away from the bar. And Keene, New Hampshire is a pretty small place, so it doesn't take too long to get anywhere. In this case, they got pulled over not far away from where the bar actually was. Since we actually have activists in this in New Hampshire that are doing various different types of activism, one of those types of activism is, you know, kind of the behind-the-scenes technical side. So we have Porcupine 411, which allows people to call a phone number, leave a message, and then have that message distributed instantaneously to hundreds of email recipients. So I've got my smartphone. I get a message coming in at just after midnight last night that's coming from the Pork 411. I played it back. I'm still at the party at the bar, playing it back, and it's the guys who just left not long ago saying they were pulled over, and they said which street it was on. And so I got my jacket on and, you know, said, announced what was going on to everybody that was there. We all headed out of the bar, and approximately 10 liberty-oriented people left that bar at that moment, walked over and ran. In some cases, I ran over there, had my camera out. About four of the 10 had cameras, so we had four cameras rolling on this scene. We came up on a scene where there were already three cop cars. So you know if they've got three cop cars out, they're planning to do something. Like, something's up. This isn't your average ticketing situation.
They're just bored because they're all over the damn place and it was late at night.
That's a possibility, but, you know, it's still... bars are getting out. There must be other things they could have been doing. Nonetheless, it's a little unusual to see three cop cars pull somebody over. And so we showed up there and we immediately start recording, and the cops, did they change their behavior because we showed up? Well, we don't know, because we don't know what would have happened had we not shown up. But I can tell you that what happened when we did arrive was the cops were a little irritated and agitated by that. One of them got somewhat angry, and Jason Talley from the CD Evolution Fund talked to him about his anger problem on camera, which was great. And then they stood there and they waited as another cop arrives.
That's got to be all of them in Keene at that time.
It was actually two Keene police cars and two state police cars. So another statey pulls up. Then they come up. They talk to the guy that was in one of the activists that was in the truck that was pulled over originally. And we're all kind of gathered around. Everybody's got their cameras. And basically, they didn't ask them to exit the car, which they might have done. They might have tried to do DUI tests or whatever. They didn't do that stuff. They just basically told them, you can't drive this. Your license is suspended. Which one of you guys can drive it home? So they didn't tow the car or anything like that. They allowed one of us to drive it home. And I'm sure the video footage from this will be available at some point at Freaky.
Well, that's very cool, though.
Yeah, but right, it gives you an example of what a difference it can make when you actually have people who get what freedom means and are willing to stand up and do something available on call, literally on call, to come to your aid in these situations. You just don't have that anywhere else.
I've actually been thinking about a kind of a website idea where called, you know, I was going to call it something, Cop Watch or something like that, where, you know, a sign-up list would be able to email alert where the checkpoints were, if there were any.
Well, good news. Cop Watch already exists. It's an organization that's been around for years, originally founded in Berkeley, California. And also, Porcupine 411 is a system that can be duplicated. It's programmed by one of the IT guys behind this show, Michael Hampton. You can go to porcupine411.com. And thank you for the call tonight, Rick. I appreciate you bringing that issue up because it's really an important one. And people are wondering, what can you do about the police state? The answer is, unless you want to get your head cut off, you need to move to New Hampshire and get active here where other people care and other people are willing to do something. But if you want to get your own Porcupine 411, let's say for whatever reason you can't leave where you are and you want to recruit people into some sort of an activist network, and for whatever reason you actually have people willing to do this, which would be great. I don't know very many places where this is possible, but if you have this, you can go to porcupine411.com, and there's a contact link there that will allow you to essentially get your own, you know, fill it, Port Charlotte, Port 411. You know, this is possible. It's just software, basically, that Michael Hampton can set up for you. I'm sure he'll do it very affordably, and then you can have your very own system that's exactly the same as
for
ours.
For all the freedom lovers in Port Charlotte, which, you'll get four or five people on the list, I think I'd rather have something like the Freedom Cam at freedomcam.net, where you can, it's a dashboard cam that records everything that's going on in a traffic stop.
And oh, it's so awesome.
At the very least, you've got some kind of record of what's going on. In many states, you have to, I don't think Florida necessarily, but in many states, you have to inform all parties that they're being recorded. But mm-hmm. I think you can do that with a little sticker, one of those little label maker things, say, put on the wing window of your driver's side door or something.
I love the Freedom Cam. It is it's a great product. It's in my car, and it's recording at all times, which is just fantastic. So, where can you go to get that Freedom Cam?
Freedomcam.net. That's the GPS black box dash cam is what that's called.
Yep. All right, so 800-259-9231. So being around others who love liberty, that's the key. And if you've got four people in Port Charlotte, that's not going to be enough. You've got to have more than that. You've got to have enough people to where at any given time, if something happens, people will be available to respond. I mean, we're kind of around that area now here in New Hampshire, where we've got hundreds of people scattered throughout the state. But we need more. We need thousands of people here.
Yeah, it's really hard to do if most people work, 9 to 5.
Right. If it's 2 in the morning and you're calling in, there's going to be a limited response. So it all depends on different factors. But having more liberty people together is the key from all different aspects, not just of resisting or refusing the police state, but from doing political action, where today apparently was the very first day of the state house, the new people that got elected, the Free Staters and the liberty-oriented people here in New Hampshire that were elected, went, I guess, today to the state house to be sworn in or something like that. Have you heard about this, Mark?
There's some speechifying going on and things like that.
There are at least two, I believe, of friendly folks that are now on the Criminal Justice Committee. One of our advertisers, as a matter of fact. Mark Warden, I don't think that's a secret. Mark Warden, the Porcupine Realtor, was elected this past year as a state rep, and he's got a seat on the Criminal Justice Committee, which means that he will be one of the guys looking at things like marijuana decriminalization and stuff like that. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3's next.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinnertime conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.